Good to have you along. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, instead of your radio or your listening device. You're listening to another exciting edition of Duncan's Garage right here on Dragon Digital Radio. Of course, we are a service of Howard Community College. So glad to have you along today. And again, you know how I've searched for my my garage guys and girls. It's pretty much Googling Annapolis, Maryland musicians and Maryland musicians and whoever will come on the show. I'll be glad to have them. And I found the name of a gentleman by the name of Josh Corsi Willis, or J. Corsi Willis. I'm thinking, yeah, I'll give him a shot. And I'm listening to this stuff. It's like early and mid-90s and late-90s rock and roll. I'm thinking, yeah, it's a retrip, but it's going to be cool. So, Josh, welcome to Duncan's Garage. Good to have you here, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start off. You and I pretty much live about 2 miles from each other, right over on Kent Island, just across the Eastern Shore. Let's just talk about your upbringing first. I guess going back to your days learning the guitar, you had a band in high school. You went to Kent Island High School. I have substitute taught. Talk about those days, and then we'll move chronologically from there.
Yeah, that was the start of everything, I guess. First band was named after a Nirvana song, Negative Creep. Practiced out of my parents' garage on Cox Neck Road. Created a lot of problems with that. There's a community next door. We always used to get the cops called on us for too late partying out there in the garage. And not only the cops, but the parents. You know, mom and dad dealt with it to a degree, but it was always shutdown time at a certain point. So that's where everything started. And then I kind of ventured out, did a few different things with different bands. Ended up in a band called Defrail. And I fronted that band for quite a few years. We put out a few recorded songs, nothing big, and there wasn't anything on iTunes or anything like that. But I learned a lot. I went through opening for Kix and Jimmy's Chicken Shack and like Days of the New and playing with a few of those bands with those guys.
Very cool.
And then I just decided to do my own thing.
Wow. And that was 2010. I'm looking here at your bio and information, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And so late 2010, you went solo, right?
That's about it.
So I'm looking here, the J. Corsi Willis, Corsi was not your birth name, correct?
Correct.
Talk about, you're saying, I'm looking here, it's J. Corsi Willis and homage to your mother's family maiden name. Talk right. About the history there, if you would.
Corsi. Corsi's and Willis's. I'm big into history, so Kent Island has plentiful in history.
That's
so.
Right.
First English settlement in Maryland and whatnot. But the Corsi's, there's a thumb grant in Queenstown, where the Queenstown Harbor Golf Links is.
That's right.
That was the Corsi's property. It was actually D. Corsi back then with D-E in front of it.
Huh.
So that was given to them by Lord Baltimore, I believe. And the Willises had a few farms out in Queenstown and Centerville, too. But that all went away. That's not there anymore. But the name itself has the history. So I really enjoy history. And I can ask my mom and all my last living grandmother about the history of the name and where everybody came from in the family.
Right.
So the roots go deep on Kent Island and the Eastern Shore.
Very cool. Just talk about the musical influences growing up. I mean, we're talking Alice in Chains. We're talking STP. Obviously, you mentioned Nirvana already. And you've even been influenced by Zeppelin and Muddy Waters and Johnny Cash. Just
yeah.
Your style seems like it's just a collaboration of all of those guys.
Yeah, I grew up on that.
Yeah.
Actually, I grew up on the 50s music. My dad loved classic rock stations and oldies, the golden oldies. So I grew up on that, but in between, actually, growing up in the 90s, you get into the blues rock, the grunge.
That's right.
But that's all kind of carried over from Led Zeppelin and Muddy Waters anyway.
That's
so
true. That's true.
I kind of did my research and got in more of the old blues.
Okay.
From there, kind of did a collaboration of all that. And I hear I have country in my voice, too. So I can't help
there's
that.
There's a little bit of that. Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
That's the Eastern Shore. That's not intentional.
Exactly. Was it hard developing this style? Was it just something like you knew you had to do your own thing to get away from everybody else? Or was it just a progression of how things went along as you've progressed in your 20s and 30s? Or what?
I'd say it was harder not to. I used to try to be what everybody else wanted in music because that was the way to make it, quote
right.
unquote.
Right.
But once I gave all that up and realized I wasn't going to write a commercial hit, you know, I wasn't going to be that next pop act, I just let it flow.
It's interesting. I had a conversation, I think I've shared this on air, with John Hall that was with the group Orleans. Mm-hmm. And he basically told me, this is back in November, that there are two bands of Orleans. One was the one for the pop hits mm-hmm. that the manager wanted them to do. And the other was the one where he basically played, and the band obviously played what they wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
And there were basically two Orleans bands.
Right.
And it just seems like either for musicians, and I've talked with musicians over the last 6 months that have said the same thing, either you're going to, quote, not sell out, but you're going to, you know, do that for the money, or you've got to stand your ground and, you know, make what you know work, work.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's just very, very important there. You released your last album, your debut EP, actually, called Missing October, on May 31st, 2015. Take me back 2 years. I know you and I talked previously before I opened up these mics. You're working on a current album and, as well.
Right.
Talk about what happened when Missing October came out and some of the songs on there. We're playing Rain and Walk On. That, is that from Missing October?
That's from Missing October, yes.
Okay. Just talk about what happened when that album was released, and did it blow up as you wanted to? I know you played Island Bay Days and that kind of thing.
That was a rough start. It's called Missing October because the initial album was called October Sky. Missed that date by a long shot, and I actually changed over studios in the middle of recording. So I went from having 13 songs on an album to cutting it down to 6.
Huh.
And I ended up at Right Way Studios in Baltimore with Steve Wright and Brian Ewald as producers. And I had the luxury of having Rami Jaffe from Foo Fighters in there recording with us. I couldn't afford everything, the 13 songs that I was doing on my own, but I figured let's narrow it down to the best 6 and have these professionals do more of the legwork than me. So I missed the date, which then in turn it became Missing October.
That's great. Yeah. It's always how an album title just comes out of nowhere, and it's really just a play on words and a play on life. When you're developing the ideas for these songs, do they come out of real life? Do they come out of something personal? Just go with me behind the scenes, sort of as, say, you know, you're writing these songs for the this new release. Mm-hmm. What actually goes into the concept of writing a song? Is it an experience that you've had or what?
All of the above. Everything is from personal level, not necessarily my own personal level, but maybe I know somebody or I've really, like I said, really interested in history. Sometimes it comes from an article I've read about history, but most of it I'd say is from knowing a personal friend or a close personal relative or myself. And maybe I spin it into a third person look, so it's not directly about me. I hate writing everything about me. So I like to come from a different angle depending on what the song is, unless it's something I'm real firm on, you know. If it's something I feel pretty aggressive about, then I'll pretty much put it out there as that. But
that's excellent. I get so tired of the whole, you know, Taylor Swift boyfriend thing. You have a new boyfriend and here comes a new song.
Yeah.
But music shouldn't be like that. Music should be something that really comes from your heart, and you share life in your music.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, that comes out big time in your hits.
Yeah, I had that discussion the other day with a friend. It was And I even said, like, maybe I'm just getting old. It sounded like my parents did. But I listen to the lyrics today, and they're all the same. They don't make – and really, there aren't any lyrics. It's more or less just a couple of words repeated over and over on a loop track, and people dance to it. It has no – you don't sit down and close your eyes and listen to it anymore. It's more about moving and dancing. And EDM and all that style of music's great, but I don't really know what happened to the meaningful – like buying a full album and listening to all the tracks and not just buying that one you like and – discarding the rest.
Yeah, it's interesting because the EP nowadays versus what the album is today, I mean, people are so driven by the single, you know, and that's what plays on radio, again, pop radio. Again, we play different, you know, all kinds of stuff here at Dragon Digital Radio. I'm so glad for that because it's really what radio was originally, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. You played everything. We play everything here. We play your stuff here.
Right.
And it's just music. There's so much that went, you know, it's like the concept of the album today, I feel, is being lost.
It is.
And it's just, even on an EP, whether it's 4 or 6 songs, you know, you want to get your music out there. There is a time crunch to that effect, but you want to make sure that your audience gets the concept of the album as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did an EP strictly for financial reasons. I wanted to do a full-blown album and put the whole thing out there, but it gets so expensive when you're self-funded. And this one is a little bit better off. I have some extra funding on this one, but I would have loved to have done a double album. I have enough songs to do it. I don't like that whole single every once in a while and people listen to it for a month and then they'll forget about it.
Interesting. Interesting. Let's talk about a couple of songs that we're playing here on Dragon Digital Radio, and then we'll go into, I guess, a new song or, you know, a song that's coming out of the album. You get a first glimpse here of your song on Dragon Digital Radio. There's a couple of songs we're playing called Rain and one that's called Walk On. Talk about Rain, if you will. Obviously, we're going back a couple of years, but Rain is just passionate. It's just, there's so much going on in that song.
Yeah, Rain is, you were talking about Taylor Swift's boyfriends. Rain is based on an ex-girlfriend, but that's probably one of my very few ones that are based solely on an ex. But it's it's sometimes the feeling you get, you know, sometimes you don't want a sunny day. In fact, I prefer an overcast day to a sunny day almost any day.
Like it was this morning.
Exactly, like it was this morning. Now, don't get me wrong. I love spending time on the boat and being out fishing and doing this and that in the summer. But when you have that nice rainy day when you don't really want to put a smile on your face and you don't want to go talk to anybody, it's nice to have that rainy day. So,
well, you have to have the rain to balance out the sunny
exactly.
days.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't be smiling every single day. You got to let out the real inside deep stuff sometimes. Yeah. So that's after that initial breakup. I'm over it now, but after that initial breakup, nobody wants to have that, hey, let's go hang out and have a sunny day, and all your friends are trying to get you to go out and have a good time, and you just want to be there and be alone by yourself. Right. Sometimes that's what it is, and it's crowded in my head sometimes, so that's kind of what the lyrics are after in the chorus.
And then we're playing Walk On. Talk about that before we let you play live.
Yeah, Walk On is based on religion. I guess you'd say that some people, not everybody, but a lot of people put everything that they have into a certain religion or any kind of faith, and they dump it in unwilling and unknowing to find out what they want to find out more based on the truth, and it's all kind of based on a book. And then one day they're let down, and they're like, well, what the hell happened? You know, it's like, well, you didn't do your research, obviously, because you're just reading something out of a book, and all of a sudden faith didn't hold up for you, and then they drop it like a bad habit. So
Faith is one of those things. My grandfather was a pastor for 50 years. Faith is one of those things that you really have to, number one, internalize for yourself. You cannot have the same faith as your parents.
No.
And you're talking about the book, and you know, and various religions have various books, obviously. And you really have to dive in for yourself and make, you know, they're saying, oh, well, you can't have questions about your faith. Good grief. Yeah, you've got to question your faith because you've got to grow in your faith.
You can't take it all by face
value. That's
right.
That's right.
Because then you wonder what the hell happened. You know, that's
exactly.
And I have a few issues with it. I mean, the religious war and stuff like that. It's just. It's just
so crazy. Let's hear song number one. Both of these are off of your upcoming album.
Yeah, they will be on there. This is just acoustic, but they'll be on there with the full band again too.
Nice, very cool. And the name of this song?
This one's called The Fire.
Okay, go ahead. Gonna tune up there and
yeah.
Angie Miller had one, those things are phenomenal.
I know.
It can change the whole look of the thing.
I'm actually gonna back up a little bit. This one gets a little loud.
That's
I know
all right.
We tested it.
I will modify it. Go ahead.
Sweet little girl, standing all alone, tortured by the fire, shot from daddy's town. Mommy sits alone, bruised by daddy's gun. Sweet little girl, do you stay or do you run? No. Some things can't be undone. No. When the words all run out, where does the sun go? So lay it on me now, I'll be your entire. You know that God won't save you from this fire. So lay it on me now, fraught with failed desires, I will save you from this fire. Oh, oh, oh. From the sun, darkness keeps the fire from burning everyone. Mm-hmm. And daddy sits all alone. She'll go find his gun, but daddy doesn't know the damage that he's done. Some things can't be undone. Oh, oh. When the words all run out, where does the sun go? So lay it on me now, I'll be your entire. You know that God won't save you from this fire. So lay it on me now, fraught with failed desires. You know God won't save you from this fire. So lay it on me now, I'll be your entire. You know God won't save you from this fire. And lay it on me now, fraught with failed desires. Yeah, I will save you from this fire. Oh, 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 oh,
it's powerful. It's raw. It's energetic. Go into the backstory of that, if you would, Josh. That's just, I mean, it's a little bit gritty. It's a little bit, it's pure emotion.
Yeah, I knew somebody once that had a lot of abuse, spousal abuse in the family. And when they were little, it was her and her sister, two little girls. So that's kind of where that whole thing comes from, is watching it. And do you stay? Do you run? Do you tell somebody? Wow. And then eventually, the story didn't end the way the song does, thank God. But
sure.
Turning on your father at an older age, just remembering everything and having that resentment.
Do you have to have, quote, forgive me, but, you know, permission to, do they know that that song's about them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And some, you kind of feel that one out, you know, the sensitivity of it. Yeah. Well, I mean, they may know, but I've never said, you know, this is about that.
Yeah. Good grief.
Not to that degree.
You're talking the gut. I'm like, daggone. Yeah. You know? I'm like, oh, my word.
Right. Now, if they wanted to know and they asked, I'm not going to lie to them.
But. Exactly. You just let it be there, right, and, yeah, and just let the music play out for itself. Oh, my word. Are you having as much fun with making this album as you did with Missing October?
I'm probably having more. I would say more, because it's not. Now that I know all the struggles, I can avoid them and I can plan better.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say having more, and I have more songs now, so there's more to pick from.
Which obviously makes it easier.
Yeah, you don't have to narrow it down and be like, well, I don't really know about this one or not. That's right. Now I have enough to pick from.
That's very good. Talk about, real quick, just a couple more minutes until you get your bearings there, and mm-hmm. we've got about maybe, you know, 10 minutes left or so. Talk about your passion and the music. Every song, there is this passionate guy that just, there's the voice that just emanates from that. I mean, obviously there's life experiences, and you talk about third party experiences, but the passion is just there. I can see you doing this literally for the rest of your life.
Yes, I could absolutely do that. I've always wanted to, but for most musicians, it's kind of a pipe dream. I don't care what any of them say. Hard work has a lot to do with it, but
right.
luck has a lot to do with it too. So the ones that have already made it won't tell you that, but the ones that are still trying and see the others have that one day where they meet somebody, and it's really all about that. You can work and play and be the greatest musician in the world. You can do it every day of your life, but until you get that one person that listens to something or comes to see you, or, you know, has the aptitude to help. You're not right. going to go very far without finances backing you.
Right.
It's just, you can't even, you have to support your own tour unless you're signed to a label.
So is this your full-time or do you have another job? I know Angie Miller, when I interviewed her, she's a full-time teacher. So this is your full-time baby right now.
It's becoming that. I work part-time right now, aside from music. So it's becoming that. And hopefully within the next year or two, it is my full-time because I can make a steady living doing the shows that I do now and then putting out albums. But I really want to get to the point where I can support my own tour. I'm not even positive I want to be on a label. I've had a couple, not offers, but I've had some interest and just kind of said, nah, not right now. So
interesting.
I kind of want to do my own thing. I don't want to be strapped down to anything, but I want to build it the right way to where I can financially support myself through it.
Well, there's so many musicians that, you know, once, you know, somebody hears them, they're rocketing to stardom and they don't know how to handle the daggone thing.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just, it's so, you've got to really hone your craft before you go out and bring it to the others. I'm curious about your touring schedule. Do you tour on the Eastern Shore? Do you go to Annapolis? Do you go to D.C.? How far out do you say, you know, how far out will you take a gig?
Anywhere they want to put me. I played in the band before this. We were just kind of going to have a good time cover band. It was called Minimum Wage. And that was like an acoustic thing that we all used to do. And I played Virginia and up in Pennsylvania and Delaware and D.C. too, Baltimore, Annapolis. So
it's a day's drive. It's, you know, a couple hours here and there.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple opportunities to do Florida also, but they didn't work out schedule-wise. So,
well, that's a long drive. I got to figure out how I get the airplane money for doing that.
Right, and you usually have to rent equipment too. There's not, unless you're going to haul it with you.
Exactly. We've got about 10 or so minutes left. Let's hear song number two. And if we could, just get your... get your old six-string tuned up there. And the name of this song?
This is called Little Pieces.
Little Pieces.
I would say this is about as close as it's going to come to a love song for me.
I've listened to your stuff. You don't do a lot of schmushy stuff, which is good.
No, and in some respects. If it's complimenting someone, it's in a backhanded approach. So
that's all right.
All right.
Go
this
ahead.
One's called Little Pieces.
Nice.
Two roles diverge into one. Saw you on the wrong side of things that I never had before. You know these hostile bits don't seem so warm alone. I will watch you from the windowsill of this prison called a home. Ever since that day you took away all the walls of my blockade, I've been stuck in the middle of this extravagant parade. Some may say that I'm only afraid of the feeling that I'm feeling now, but all the pieces that I broke off, you gotta help me find some out. Feeling like I found a little piece of something in you, something I lost that I never knew. Feeling like I found a little bit of me in you. Oh, now you hit me like a southbound train traveling right on through. No, I never knew, I never knew, I never knew. No, I never knew, I never knew, I never knew. That's right, she's right on time. I remember those lips as they fade away. One more time, but I couldn't stay. Then it swirled around inside my head like the demons I left around your bed. The words that you said to me, now this is special, no you shouldn't leave. But behind me you know, well that's the way that it goes. The ghosts that always follow me. Feeling like I found a little piece of something in you. Something I lost that I never knew. Feeling like I found a little bit of me in you. Oh no, you hit me like a southbound train traveling right on through. No, I never knew, I never knew, I never knew. No, I never knew, I never knew, I never knew. That's right, she's right on time. No, I never knew, I never knew, I never knew. No, I never knew, I never knew, I never knew. That's right, she's right on time. You gave me wings so I could fly away. But with these wings, yeah, you tied away. Stitched on the truth, well, I sat back down. I prayed I'd never fly away on you.
Oh my word, it's just, I've never heard a rocking more love song. It was, I don't even know how to call that.
Thank you.
That's just great. We've got about 3 minutes left. That was just phenomenal. I love the line, you know, southbound train coming right on through, and I've got like visions of Amtrak as a kid just mowing people down. Bam. You know, it's just weird.
See you later.
You're working on the album. Do you have an actual release date later this year, or just talk about the new album and then we'll wrap things up?
Yeah, October 1st. At least that's the countdown on my website. So
it's not like missing October 2 again.
You know, if I miss it again, then it's just going to be
missing November.
Oh,
yeah,
it again. That's right. Missed it again too, or something like that.
That's right.
Getting all the demo material together, sending it out to the guys that'll be in the studio with me, and then very, very soon, sitting down in the studio to do the final recordings. And then once that's done, post-production goes to a mastering guy, and the mastering tech's in there also.
Right.
And once that's done, it's a matter of having things made.
Very cool. Yep. Again, your passion comes through, and it really shows. Again, we've getting some great traction here on your songs here on Dragon Digital Radio. How can our listeners get a copy of the CD, and how can they get in touch with you and find out where you're playing around the area?
Well, actually, the CD sold out. I'm actually pretty happy about that.
Oh my word!
Yeah, CD
congrats,
sold
dude.
Out. So the great. Best way they can do it, and my guess is the best way that people would want to do it today.
Yes.
Is iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play. You can either download the whole album, you can download the single versions of the songs, or you can stream them. So they're on pretty much any digital outlet that you have that anybody would know of.
Okay. When did you find out that it was already sold out? Was this recently?
It was about 6 months ago.
Wow. You know, okay. So, okay.
Yeah. And I was gonna get more copies, but I didn't want to interfere with the new album coming out. So I don't want to push. I do want to push the old one, but I think I'm going to wait for the new one to come out and then have just both to offer at shows.
Huh. Are you on Facebook? Your website is.
I probably should have mentioned all that, huh?
That's okay. Got about a minute ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Anything under J. Corsi Willis, the initial J. Corsi, Corsey, Willis, Willis. So facebook.com/J. Corsi Willis. Twitter is the same. Even YouTube. So if you just Google J. Corsi Willis, you'll see everything on there.
And you have a newsletter as well, correct?
I have a newsletter. You can go to my website, jcorsiwillis.com, sign up for the newsletter. You get coupons. You get free tickets to shows in the future.
Cool.
Little gift basket on there, I'd say.
Very cool. Josh, thanks so much for making a trip across the bridge, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford. Again, check out Josh Corsi Willis, jcorsiwillis.com. We're going to have him back on the show, something tells me. It's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford. Thanking you very much for being right there. Until next time, you know what I always say, make it a great day and an even better tomorrow.